that, put some kerosene in it. Make this bitch up, I wanna put it in the rim. Wanna get the ass, serve it like a dealer. Creeping out the while I'm digging in the middle. I'm begging Joe Bird, it couldn't feel no willing. Help a red bitch in a Polaroid. She a trophy, you know what? Lips sweet, feeling like a sirloin. Told her show, take it, shit, Chanel stuff. Have a play with you, be a world war.
From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body banging like speaker. Ooh, sweating on my concealer. Skin tight, no millimeter. And my face can't make him feel weaker. But you know that my body is a healer. Ooh, I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Oh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, up. To make it jump, 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 dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I like to make it
original, girl. You want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, regular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm rich if I'm a cellular.
No.
The Panthers, the Panthers, the Panthers.
is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Relaxing and Easy and Living the Straight Life, or Leaving It Behind, or one of the two. Before that, we had Bernard Ebbinghaus with Things We Do for Love. Yes, and yes, you're listening. Let me try this again. You're listening to another edition of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, one for this week. And it's good to be with you, even though I can't always talk normally just because of the dyskinesia that happens in my system. So we will try to get through this next segment as best as we can. Because it is time for holidays there to be celebrated that you probably never knew were there to be celebrated, but you might as well celebrate them because that's what they are there for. Yes, I said that all right, so let's continue, shall we? Starting with Friday, July 4th, other than the obvious one, which is Independence Day, it is also Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. If your pavement is hot enough outside, skip the skillet and see what nature can do. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we could do that very easily. I'm not sure about this week, but maybe. Give it a try if you can. It's also Indivisible Day. I almost called it Invisible Day, but it's Indivisible Day, a celebration of unity and the common bonds that hold us together. Now, if we could all celebrate that, that would be great. And it's also National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day. Fire up the grill. Summer's got something to say. So get your barbecued spare ribs. Saturday, July 5th is Bikini Day. Of course it is, because it is honoring the anniversary of the Bikini's bold debut in 1946. It's been around a while. It's also Workaholics Day, a not-so-subtle reminder to log off, breathe deep, and take a break, which you may have done the day before. Mechanical Pencil Day is also on July 5th. It's for anyone who still believes in the magic of a clean eraser and a perfect line. Sunday, July 6th is International Kissing Day. That's gross. Celebrate with a smooch, a peck, or just a friendly smile. Most people prefer the smile. National Fried Chicken Day, crispy, savory, and perfectly acceptable as a second breakfast. And you should put 11 herbs and spices in it for some reason. It's also Take Your Webmaster to Lunch Day. So if you've been screwing up online, they'll clean it up for you. You better take them to lunch for that. Monday, July 7th is Tell the Truth Day. Let honesty take the wheel and just maybe not be brutal about it. Global Forgiveness Day, the world's greatest invitation to let bygones be bygones. Actually, it's the gentlest invitation, rather. Chocolate Day, no explanation needed. Just give me chocolate. That's all you need to do. July 8th is Video Game Day, so your high score counts as a personal achievement. It's also Math 2.0 Day, which means celebrate the unsung beauty of math in tech, art, and everyday life. It's also Scud Day. Now, this is the weirdest holiday of the week. Scud Day was created by a therapist as a gentle nudge toward laughter and emotional balance. The idea behind it was to lean into the funny and let the drama go. Whether it's a corny joke, a goofy dance, or a favorite sitcom rerun, today's your permission to slip to laugh first and worry later. Yes, okay. Wednesday, July 9th is Fashion Day. What makes you feel like you, whether it's sparkles, flannel, or pajamas, just wear it. Call of the Horizon Day for dreamers, wanderers, and anyone who's ever stared out a window too long. It's also National No Bra Day. Yes, that's Isadora's Day. Comfort wins, and that's the whole message, but it's unofficial. Finally, July 10th, Don't Step on a Bee Day. That might be a reminder to tread carefully and respect nature. It's Teddy Bear's Picnic Day. Pack a lunch, go grab a plush friend, and revisit the simple joy of play. And finally, Clear-a-Hoo Day. Who's Clear-a-Hoo? Well, celebrate this oddball poetry style with a four-line rhyme about a real person, like a baker named Lou, only needed for two. He said with delight, "That's my dough for the night." And it doesn't seem to have that limerick sound to it, does it? It's just kind of weird, actually. Here's James Last on SRE.
Relaxing and Easy is your summertime radio companion. relaxing and easy.
And easy. Frank Jaxfield there with You're the Love. Before that, Miss Tony Fisher and The Big Hurt. John Gregory in there with Lion Eyes. Lex de Azevedo and Do That to Me One More Time. And James Last started that set with Make the Night Last Forever. And here is Ronnie Aldridge to take us to the bottom of the hour with One on One. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That's the 101 Strings with the Sundance Kid. That was a Burt Bacharach tune from a movie of the same name. And before that, we had James Canwell with the theme from Love Boat, originally done by Jack Jones, of course. And I think, I can't think of her name. Dionne Warwick also did that at one point in time. Ronnie Aldridge with One on One. And that was it for that that set there. Now it is time for the World Record News. And here we are with some of the Guinness World Records recently achieved. And let's dive into a couple of quirky ones here. So starting with a dedicated team of Domino fans who spent five full days building a towering domino sculpture that reached a staggering 33 feet, 2.74 inches tall. That's nearly half a foot higher than the previous record of 32 feet, 10.8 inches. One misstep and the whole thing could have collapsed, but it took precision, teamwork, and a very steady hand to make this record. Ironically, it fell on without the dominoes falling at all. So the record fell, but the dominoes didn't until they pushed them over, I guess. And also, Swedish pole vaulting sensation Armand Mondo Duplantis launched himself into history once again, setting his 12th world record with a jaw-dropping leap of 6.28 meters. That's over 20 feet, 7 inches. The mark beats down, beats his own previous record by a single centimeter, of all things. But it carries a special weight because it happened on his home turf in Stockholm, Sweden. So there you go. The crowd was stunned and then absolutely roaring with pride. And finally, while our friend, the serial record breaker, David Rush, didn't break any new title recently, he did appear live at a science festival to demo a few of his existing records. He has about 181 consecutive records, I believe, or records of all time, I guess. But he actually has over 350 because he's repeated several of them, many involving blindfolds, balance, and bananas. But he continues to prove that weird and wonderful is worth celebrating. And finally, a bonus fact, the record for the most T-shirts put on in 1 minute is 32, set back in 2022. I think I covered that, actually. Try that on laundry day. No, seriously, try it. Just give it a try and see what happens. You can be reunited with your old shirts. Here's John Fox on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the
Relaxing and Easy with Norm Geller there and How Deep Is Your Love. Before that, we had The Four Preps and 26 Miles Across the Sea. Santa Catalina is the song. Some people call it the Island of No Pants. Yes. Bert Kempfert before that with Red Roses for a Blue Lady, Paul Marriott with The Summer Nose, and Pat Valentino with Danny's Song. So there you go. There were some nice tunes in there. We have another nice tune from Peter Appleyard. His rendition of Midnight Sun on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.